Today's Gemara is Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, going over to Amid Beis and Maseches Tainis. The Gemara tells an unusual story. Tana Rabbanan, La'olam Yehi Adam Rach Kekana, Val Yekasha Ke'erez. A person should be soft like a reed that's very bendable and flexible, and not be hard and stubborn like an erez, like a cedar tree. Maisa Rabbi Elazar Ben Reb Shimon. There's a story. Mi Migdal Gador Mi Beis Rabo. There's a story that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, one of the great Tanaim, was coming from Migdal Gador Mi Beis Rabo, V'hayach Rachov Al Achamor. He was on a donkey. Umetayel Al Sfas Nahar. And he was being Metayel, Rashi, Umetayel Lismoach. To be happy, he was in a good mood. The Samach Simcha Gedola. And he was tremendously besimcha. V'hayach Daito Gasa Alav. But he had a little shemetz of Gasas Ruach. Ibn Shalama Torah Harbeik. He learned a lot of Torah. He was in a very good mood. But again, the Gemara gives an emphasis that it was a little bit too much. Nizdamin lo adam echad shei mechur b'yoser. A man came that was very, very ugly. Rashi quotes, maybe this was Eliyahu Hanavi. Amar lo shalom alecha Rebbe. Eliyahu Hanavi says, shalom alecha malecha v'lo hechzer lo, and he didn't answer him. Amar lo, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, turns to Eliyahu Hanavi and asks him, Reka, empty one, kama mechur osoish. Wow, you are ugly. Shema kol b'nei yircha mechuran kamoscha? Are all you, the people of your city, ugly like this? Again, and we can't take this as literally. He wasn't insulting him. This is Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon. Maybe he was just in shock, and he was like, wow, I've never seen something like it. But again, the Gemara faults him. Amar lo eini yodea. Eliyahu answers, the Adam says, well, I don't know. Is everybody like me? Why don't you go ask the one that made me? How ugly is this kli that you made? And he realizes that he made a mistake. When he realizes, he gets off the donkey, he goes down and bends down in front of him. Please forgive me. No, I can't forgive you. Until you go to the artisan that made me. And tell him, sometimes you take back your words. You know, how somebody looks, how somebody appears. It's not them, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same word, Metayel. He goes after him until he finally comes to his city. Yatsu b'nei Yiru L'Grosso. The city comes out to greet Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. Shalom Alecha, Rebbe, Mori. They're giving him all this covet. Amar Lahem says Eliyahu, L'miyatem Karan Rebbe. Who are you calling Rebbe? Amrulo L'zeshe Metayel Acharecha. To the one that's right behind you. Amar Lahem Imzeh Rebbe, Al Yirbo Kamosim Yisrael. If this is your Rebbe, there shouldn't be people like him amongst Israel. Amrulam ibn Mah, what? Amrulam, kachasali, listen to what happened. Amrulaf al pikein machalo, still, they said, please, forgive him. Sha'adam gadabatorahu. He is a great gadabatorah, and they probably added, people make mistakes, and nobody's perfect. Amrulam bishvalchem anirim mochalo. For you, I will be mochel. Bavash shalo yiragalasos kain, but you have to make sure not to do it again. Miyad nechaz Elazar Reb Shimon v'darash. What happened to Elazar Reb Shimon then? After he was nimchal, he went up to the bima and he gave a clap and he gave a drasha and he said la'olam, the line that we started off with. Adam rach kakana v'yikash shekeres. Don't be so hard. Don't be so brazen. Be soft. And you see something like that, be careful what we say. Ulafichach, the Gemara ends off. We have to be soft like a reed. And that's what we use a reed to write a Torah with. Zacha kana litolim en okulmis. Lechtobo sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah. So again, there's a lot more to this story. Feel free to look at the Mefarshim on the Agadata. But this is a story about Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, and the ugly man.